Have you ever thought, this is not what I signed up for? Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. It's hard to believe that this is already episode 35. And if you've been a listener, I want to thank you. If you're new, the goal of this show is simply to encourage coaches in their faith so they can be the men and women that they have been called to be. I want to encourage you to go back and check out our past episodes, especially the interviews. They're worth every second, as we have had some real quality coaches who are bold in their faith share their story. In between interviews, the show seeks to provide you with a short devotional aimed at your role as a coach. Simply something for you to chew on during the week and encourage others with. Today, I want to take a brief look at how we are called to handle situations that we encounter that may feel like they're the complete opposite of what you expected. The coaching profession is full of ups and downs, and quite often you may feel like, this is not what I signed up for. I really believe that this is a legitimate feeling that many coaches have, whether it's dealing with administration, parents, players, or even other coaches. The real question is not whether this is a legitimate thought, but instead, how are we supposed to act when we are faced with this very thought? To answer that question, I want to turn to the story of David in the book of 1 Samuel. At this time, the nation of Israel wanted a king. They failed to recognize God as their king and wanted a human leader. God obliged the nation, and in chapter 9, we see that Saul is chosen to be king, and he's anointed as king in chapter 10. However, it doesn't take long, and in chapter 15, we see God reject Saul because he had failed to follow God. In chapter 15, verse 11, God says, "I regret that I have made Saul king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments." This revelation means that a new king is needed. In chapter 16, we see Samuel travel to Jesse's house to anoint a new king. He has Jesse bring out all of his sons, and Samuel basically sizes them up and waits for God to tell him which son will be the new king. As he passes by them, God reveals one by one that none of these sons will be the new king. Samuel's confused, and he asks Jesse if he has any more sons. And in chapter 16, verse 11, Jesse says to Samuel, "There remains the youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep." So in other words, "I've got one more, but he's just a shepherd boy. Surely the next king is one of my other sons." But lo and behold, God reveals to Samuel that David, the shepherd boy and youngest son, is to be the next king. I want you to remember this. Samuel anoints David, and he is recognized as the next king. From here, things to appear only to get better, as in chapter 17, David takes on the giant Goliath and wins. He's the hero of the nation. In the midst of this, the people begin praising David, and Saul, he gets jealous. From this point on, Saul seeks to kill David, and David must go on the run. In chapter 22, David's even seen hiding in a cave. So for the rest of the book of 1 Samuel, from chapters 18 to 31, David is on the run, and he's on the run for his life. And while we can't know for certain how long this was, some believe that it was in the neighborhood of 5 to 10 years. Imagine being on the run, fearing for your life, for 5 to 10 years. In the midst of this, remember that David, he was anointed king. He was to be the next king. God said so, and Samuel said so. If there ever was a guy who felt like, this is not what I signed up for, surely it was David. Here I am, supposed to be king, and I'm literally running for my life. That's not what a king does. A king is in complete control. I think there's two valuable lessons that can be learned from David's situation, and they can be found here in the book of 1 Samuel and in Psalm chapter 59. First, in 1 Samuel, David is shown as having multiple opportunities to take Saul's life. So the very man that's trying to kill David, David has multiple chances to kill. But David passes on these opportunities each time because he recognizes that God is in control. Saul's life is not David's to take, and he will simply wait on the Lord. Second, in Psalm chapter 59, we see that David calls out to God. This psalm was written while David was on the run, and verses 8 and 9 say the following, "But you, O Lord, laugh at them," speaking of his enemies. "You hold all the nations in derision. O my strength, I will watch for you, for you, O God, are my fortress." See, David recognizes that God is in control and that he literally holds the nations. While many may fear the enemy, God simply laughs at them because he is the one that's in complete control. David also recognizes that God is his fortress and in him alone he can trust. David's true strength is leaning on God. Later in verses 16 and 17 of Psalm 59, David declares that he will praise God in the midst of this frustrating time. This is powerful stuff. So, Coach, I want to challenge you today. When you're in a situation where difficulty and frustration arrive, when you have the thought, "This is not what I signed up for," remember to recognize that God is in complete control. He has you exactly where he wants you. Lean on him, call out to him, and recognize that your strength will come from him. And when you do, he will lead and guide you. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and he has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.